As many of you know, I like to come up here and talk about my own personal blind spot. So recently I've been taking a look at the music I've been listening to. I'm not the musically talented one in the family. God gave that all to Ryan. But I do love music. I'm always listening to it. Whether I'm working out or I'm working in my job or driving to church, which helped me today not lose it, music has always kind of been there for me. It's gotten me through some rough times. I'm a fan of pretty much all kinds of music. There's a couple exceptions, but if it's got a good beat, I tend to like it, which is good and bad. I've noticed that the songs that I've been liking growing up, although they have good beats, maybe have some of the most horrific lyrics you could possibly imagine. So I've kind of done a little bit of a music cleanse in the past couple months. Mr. Scott Thomas gave a really good message a couple weeks ago regarding worship and how we worship, and that really kind of stuck with me, and music is a big part of worship. So I kind of like to take the baton a little bit further today and talk about the power of music and how we can use it as a tool, especially in this spiritual warfare that we're all in. In the Bible, music is used to make evil spirits go away, conquer armies, and even cause earthquakes. I'd like to explore those three instances and wrap up the message with some of my own favorite artists and songs that I've been discovering on my music cleanse. First, I want to quickly touch on the health benefits of music. In an article from Johns Hopkins Medicine, it states that, quote, research has shown that listening to music can reduce anxiety, blood pressure, and pain, as well as improve sleep quality, mood, mental alertness, and memory. It also states that music is structural, mathematical, and architectural. It's based on relationships between one note and the next. You may not be aware of it, but your brain has to do a lot of computing to make sense of it. God gave us music to help us heal, and it's also used powerfully in the Bible. So let's start with probably the most obvious person associated with music, which would be King David. David wrote at least 73 of the 150 Psalms, but some scholars argue that he wrote over 4,000 songs about God. Something I've always found interesting was in 1 Samuel 16, verse 23. Feel free to turn there. 1 Samuel 16, verse 23. And it says, "And so it was, whenever the Spirit from God was upon Saul, that David would take a harp and play it with his hand. Then Saul would become refreshed and well, and the distressing spirit would depart from him." I know for me, whenever I'm in a spiritual storm, music has helped me feel better and get grounded. So whenever anyone is feeling distressed, I want you to call Mrs. Graby and have her come play the harp for you. Let's look at another place in the Bible where music inspired God's intervention and took out three armies all at once. Please turn to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21. And now to provide some context here, there were three armies about to invade Judah. And King Jehoshaphat was praying and begging God for protection. And God assured him that he would be protected, that they would be protected. Let's pick it up in verse 21. "And when he had consulted with the people," meaning King Jehoshaphat, "he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever.' Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. The story goes on to tell us that those enemies ended up just killing each other. And when Jehoshaphat and the people came and took the spoil, it took them 3 days to recover all the jewelry and the riches. It's a really cool story and interesting to see how God, or how singing and praise ignited God's intervention. Let's look quickly at when Paul and Silas were in prison in Acts 16, verse 25. It says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed." Singing hymns and praising God delivered an earthquake, which led to freedom. And as we may remember, the guard of this prison, he was so shaken that when he saw all the prisoners that were gone, he wanted to kill himself. Paul stopped him. The guard asked how he could be saved, and ended up he and his family were baptized that very night. It just shows you the incredible power of singing hymns to God. That's why we should never take it lightly when we get to come here every week and sing hymns together. We don't know what kind of power we're stirring up. We don't know what kind of changes we might be making in each other's lives by doing this simple act. As Paul says in Ephesians 5, verse 17, "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Now, on that note, I'd like to offer some personal music recommendations. One of the bands I've been a fan of since I was 13 years old is a band called Switchfoot. They're a group of surfers from San Diego, led by two brothers. And Switchfoot is actually a surfing term. The meaning's kind of implied in the word, but it means to put a different foot forward and to change the way you approach your life and music. Their music is always positive, and it's encouraging, and they sing a lot about the meaning of life and God's kingdom. One of my favorite songs by them is called "Where I Belong." It actually might be my favorite song in general. It's about how this world isn't where we belong, and that something bigger is coming and that we can live forever. I've joked to my family that it's the song I want played at my funeral. I would also check out their songs "Vice Verses" and "When We Come Alive." Another great band is Need to Breathe. They're a group from South Carolina, and they blend rock, folk, and Christian music together. They have a great message of following God and relying on Him. Some songs I recommend from them are "Mercy's Shore," "Child Again," and "I Am Yours." You know, it's funny, in the song "Mercy's Shore," some of the lyrics tie into where my brother Ryan was, nice of you to join us, Ryan, thank you, was saying last week about children being in the back seat of the car. And it says, "We're a child in the car asleep in the driveway at night. Our mother's going to slowly sneak our bodies inside." They have great music for sitting around a campfire. Aidan King, he's another really good one. He's a Christian singer, songwriter. He's from Australia. He's a founding member of the band Hillsong Young and Free. I know Brian and Jasmine have done some of their songs before. I recommend his songs "Pray You Never Leave," "Highs and Lows," and "Obsessed." Now, many people know this next one. His name's called Forrest Frank. He's been topping the charts recently. He's a little bit more on the hip-hop side, so don't get offended, but he's got an excellent message, He's from Texas. And something interesting that happened to him a couple months ago is he was skateboarding, and he fractured his back. And in 2 weeks, his back was completely healed. And he had the proof to show it, that it was completely healed. And he gave all of the glory to God, which was pretty incredible. My favorite song by him is called All I Need. But some other good ones are Like Water and Altar. All right, last one. I've been really liking this guy. He's a newer artist. He's a little bit more rap, hip-hop. Sorry again, but and his name is Alex Jean. He's from Orlando, Florida. And his whole message is about God's kingdom and walking with Jesus. And he has a really cool sound. I recommend checking out his songs, Stand Firm, You'll Win, Forever in Faith, and Dance With You. So to wrap this up, the next time you're listening to music, I want you to really think about what the lyrics are saying and ask yourself, is this something I should be listening to as a soldier of Jesus Christ? Music is not just mere entertainment, but it's a gift for drawing near to God's presence. And as we've discussed today, it can be used in very powerful ways. I hope you all have a great week and happy Sabbath.